You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now let us enter the confessional and profess our deepest sins.
I Frenched my cousin one time.
On the internet.
One time I put a firefly on my butt to make my farts glow.
Okay, I guess. Online confessions on Rumble in the Morning.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
We don't have enough show time to explain what's wrong with us. However, yes, stepping into the teleconfessional, the online confessional. Let me set up the. There we go. It always sounds better with the echo. It's like we're in a well. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Where one normally confesses in a well.
Yeah. That's what I do.
Yeah, right. Sure. Mm-hmm. Online confessions. Here we go. People confessing their deepest, darkest. Sometimes you just got to get it off your chest. Like, for example, once while waiting in line at the local grocery store, I saw a woman who had a giant mole hidden under her hairline. I am pretty sure it was cancer by the way that it looked, and I still regret not telling her.
Oh.
I got a friend that is a skin doctor and has had this happen before. What do you say to a perfect stranger when you see something that really needs to be looked at?
Yeah.
What do you do?
I don't know. I've never been in that scenario, so I don't know how to handle it.
Pretty interesting, though, isn't it?
It's like, you know,
I got a million-dollar education that tells me whatever that is not good.
Yeah.
Such a bad day for the lady in line, though.
Yeah. Like, yes.
Just to hear that from somebody.
I know. How do you tell somebody that? So this person didn't and now still feels guilty to this day.
Wow.
I like to pleasure myself against the clock on Final Jeopardy. If I'm not anywhere near completion, I continue anyway with the "I've started it, so I might as well finish it" mindset. That's pretty funny.
That's great.
Alex would be so proud of you.
I have a favorite spoon to eat cereal with. I haven't told my partner that it's my favorite spoon, as that would come across as childish. But I have to admit, I get a little annoyed when I see her using it.
I have a favorite spoon.
Wow. You know, I relate to that one.
You too? Honestly, really?
Yes.
Wow.
I don't have a favorite. I have a couple of favorites.
No. Yeah. I have one.
And if he takes them, I like always put them at the bottom because I put the dishes away.
Yes.
I always put them on the bottom so that he takes the other ones first.
You hide them?
I routinely use that spoon for something every day so that if I'm not using it, it's dirty.
Yeah.
Because I'll wash it immediately when I want to use it and use it again.
Okay.
I won't. So it's never available for anybody else to use.
I'm a happily married straight man, but I've just discovered that a work colleague has a massive piece of equipment.
Wow.
It was an office rumor, but he took it out at lunch recently.
As you do.
As one does.
Yeah. Right,
just
to
prove their point. It's magnificent, and I can't stop thinking about it. In the word, as George C. Scott said in Patton, "God help me, I love it so." Whenever I run out of deodorant, I just spray my armpits with the bathroom air freshener.
Gotta have something, man.
I think they'd tell you no.
It's made for deodorizing.
It is? Yeah.
Marianne,
it was me who pooped in your guitar on that school trip to Jamestown.
What?
We had a theory that the strings would somehow slice it on its way through. Problem is, you can't slice diarrhea.
Oh, no.
Nasty. Guitar done. Yeah, that guitar's done.
Shot.
Oh. That is such a teenager thing to do.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I volunteer for a suicide hotline. A sizable minority of callers are men who start spanking it as soon as they hear a female voice. I love helping people in distress, but not that kind of distress.
Yeah. No.
I don't know. That's not really a confession. If you helped one finish, that would require confessing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just like a complaint. I secretly eat Coffee Mate powdered coffee creamer out of the jar with a spoon. It's flippin' delicious. What?
I know somebody who does this with Molly McButter.
Eats it out of the tub?
Yeah. I'm not going to call her out, but
I've never had Molly McButter. I don't know. It's a butter substitute then? It's all vegetable probably?
I guess. But it's in the same vein as this. Yeah. It's one of those things where you see somebody doing it and you're like, what are you
doing? That's like getting out a jar of... oh, what's the chocolate drink mix?
Nesquik?
That or any Ovaltine. Anyway. Yeah. And just eating it by the spoonful, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dry and...
Oh. Bet you they were good at that cinnamon challenge.
Yeah, really. I sometimes ignore the directions that my satellite navigation gives me just to hear the anguish in that robot woman's voice. Back, turn right, turn right, turn U-turn, turn around, turn around. And then finally this one. I filled in a form on the internet a few years ago and put down my name as Knob Jockey. Thinking that would kind of be the end of it. But to this day, I still get calls from places trying to sell things to Mr. Knob Jockey. Whenever I'm having a bad day, it brings a smile to my face.
Well, that's good. Planning for the future.
Mr. Knob Jockey is kind of like Buster Cherry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Remember that? Buster
yes.
Cherry?
Yeah.
There you go. Those are your online confessions here on this Thursday morning.